meeting to order. Today is December 31st, 2011, 1 p.m. I'd like to ask any of the board members if any of the board members have a declaration of a conflict of interest. Ms. Roll?
No conflict, sir.
Mr. McCarter?
None.
Mr. Heine?
None.
And Mr. Jones?
None.
And I myself have none. I will now do the roll call. Ms. Candy Roll?
Present.
Mr. Bill McCarter?
Present.
Mr. Tim Heine?
Present.
Mr. Rebel Jones?
Present.
And myself, Robert Pino, is present. I'd like to lead everybody to the pledge. Terminating the fire chief's employment from the Sunside Pierce Fire District, placing him on administrative leave and giving him 30 days severance pay. The chief notified the board on the 30th of December that he will not accept this contract offer. Pursuant to that notification from Chief Mike Martinez, I have a letter typed up. I can read it to the board please. Pursuant to your email dated 12/30/2011, notifying the board that you will not accept the contract offered to you by the governing fire board of the Sunside Pierce Fire District, then effective immediately, you, Fire Chief Mike Martinez, would be placed on paid administrative leave until the 5th of January 2012, based on your refusal to accept the new district contract. Thereafter, you will receive a severance of 30 days pay up to the 4th of February 2012. You will not return to the station except for the return of district property. Second paragraph. You are responsible for the return of any and all district property, including but not limited to keys, electronic devices, phones, computers, passwords, vehicles, documents, records, credit cards, uniforms, and equipment immediately, but in no event more than 4 hours from the time of this notification. You will have a station captain give you a receipt for everything that you turn in. Any items that not turned in will be noted. This has been run by our attorney, Ms. Terry Bannon. We can make changes to it. We can amend it, add to it, make comments, and then give it back to Ms. Bannon for further review and finalization of the letter. Any discussion? I'd like to make a motion to terminate the fire chief's employment from the Sunside Pierce Fire District, placing him on administrative leave immediately, and give him 30 days severance pay up until the 4th of February 2012. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second by Mr. Rebel Jones. We have a motion on the table to vote on terminating the fire chief's employment from the Sunside Pierce Fire District and placing him on administrative leave until the 4th of February 2012 and give him 30 days severance pay. We have a second from Mr. Rebel Jones. Yes.
Did administrative leave is until 4th of January.
I'm sorry. Yes.
His pay is from there till.
Let me rephrase that. We have a motion on the floor that to terminate the fire chief's employment from the Sunside Pierce Fire District, placing him on administrative leave until the 5th of January 2012, and giving him discussion?
I'd just like to make a comment that since it was the chief's decision to not accept the contract, which I feel was drawn up by the board, and because of that, I'm going to have to support this also.
Any other comments from the board? We'll now take a vote. All those in favor of terminating the fire chief's employment from the Sunside Pierce Fire District, placing him on administrative leave until the 5th of January 2012, and giving him a severance of 30 days pay up to the 4th of February 2012, with a show of hands. A show of hands show that all five board members voted in favor of that. Moving on to item number 5, discuss and possibly vote on the appointment of an interim chief. I talked to Terry Bannon. She says we can approach anybody in the district or out of the district and ask them if they would like to have the position of interim chief. We can open that for discussion. I feel I'd like to try to have somebody within district. We can ask whether yes or no if certain individuals would like to become interim chief. Any discussion? Because we can work without an interim chief. I've talked to our district representative, Bill Miller, before. He says that he could assign one of his assistant chiefs out here to the district if needed. I have not talked to him recently concerning this. He says if there's a need, always contact your district representative, and that he would be able to assist or try to assist us. We can wait until we talk to him on Monday or Tuesday and see what the suggestion is there.
I would like to make a few comments. You know, since we've had a little bit of turmoil going on in the last few months in the finances and things like that, I'd like to see somebody in-house if they were willing to accept this position on a temporary basis until we come out of where we're at. You know, there's a few people that come to mind, but I'm sure we're going to have to. And none being more important than the other in my categorizations. I've talked to Joe Green. You know, we have to continue on in the direction we're going there to sell our financial problems that we've had, and we're getting real close. She has kind of gave me her input. She said Paul has been very helpful to her. I don't know if Paul would be willing to accept this position at this point, but if he would, I think he would be a prime candidate. Paul.
I don't think I would have too many issues with accepting the position, especially knowing the financials and whatnot. However, it would have to be something that wouldn't make me lose any money after the pay that's currently offered. And I don't know what you guys are thinking about as far as pay for it, so, but the pay that's currently offered is just a
even for interim?
The interim is not set for any specific date. It's just to handle the daily affairs of the station until we find, until we contact our district rep. You know, it might even be for 3 days, it might be for 4 days, it might be a week, it might be for a month, it might be 2 months. I don't know. I'd like to have this station run with somebody in control, a qualified person in control. I think Paul does show that quality and that ability.
There's no doubt about that.
And so I would like, I agree, I'd like to see somebody to take over immediately until we contact our district representative and see what his suggestions are and see which direction to go to from there. But at least we'll have somebody during the holidays for that position, possibly for the week it might take to get back and forth with our district rep and contact and talk to him. And I'd like to see the station controlled by somebody like Paul. The daily affairs. Any more comments? Mr. Jones?
Would it be possible to talk to a few of the current employees that we have to see which others might be interested in the interim?
I think that might be a good idea, but my concern is for the immediate time, starting today.
And that's my concern too. I mean, you know, I thought Landry came in on Josh Terry. I mean, there's all kinds.
Yeah, I think we can still approach that direction. I feel we should assign somebody today, and then put the position open for anybody who wishes to contact the board to apply for the position of interim chief. I know Mr. Alan Hershey had applied for the position of chief 2 years ago. He had good qualifications. So there's potential there. Captain Josh, and anybody else who wishes, I feel can approach the board with his resume and qualifications and request.
Hearing that, I will make a motion that we appoint Paul as the interim chief, and within the next 2 weeks, anybody that would like to show intent or give us a letter of intent that they would like to also be thought of being chosen for this position.
The motion has been placed to place Paul on the position of interim chief, and also open up the position to anybody else who wishes to apply and present their resume to the board. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'd like to second that motion. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is that the after the 2 weeks would be open for someone else to apply as an interim chief or apply as?
Within just for the 2 weeks, if they want to show a letter of intent for interim chief, yes.
Interim.
I think we're going to have to also discuss at a different meeting the hiring of a full-time new chief.
Any other further discussion? We'll now take a vote. All those board members in favor of assigning our Captain Paul to take position as interim chief and allowing anybody else to apply within a 2 week period to apply for that same position.
My guess is that under Paul's request that he at least maintains his pay that he is holding right now.
Yes, and that he maintains his same rate of pay with no loss of pay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, also we need to decide about how you're going to have him work. You and I talked about utilizing the scheduling.
Right.
So I don't know if this is the proper time for you guys to decide right now, but to figure out how his schedule is going to work, because I have to schedule people
now take a vote. All those in favor of having our interim chief in District Paul, maintaining the same current pay scale and opening the position of anybody else who would like to apply for the interim position for a period of 2 weeks with a show of hands. Show of hands, show that all board members voted in favor of that. So Paul, you'll be our new interim chief. So you'll have to get with your crew, contact the board if you have any questions or concerns.
And continue to work with Joe, please.
Get this figured out. And thank you for stepping up. The time is now 18 minutes after 1. We will now adjourn. It's not an official letter yet. We'll present that to you as soon as I run it by the attorney.
Okay,
good.
All right, well, Phil.
Okay.
Thank you. We said hi.
I sure will.